To beat cancer, we may want to start thinking small. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Ellington, professor in the Department of Molecular Biosciences at the University of Texas at Austin, explains how microscopic machines may be the key to defeating this disease.
Imagine one day you could build machines so small and powerful that they could roam the human body looking for cancer cells and then destroy them without harming healthy cells. This is just one of many possible medical applications of nanomachines that my colleagues and I are hoping to make possible. We recently took a step in that direction by creating a nanomachine that can randomly walk in any direction across a surface coated with DNA. The walker, which is much smaller than a human cell, is made from a single piece of DNA with two legs connected by a torso. Like a human, it moves by putting one leg forward, then lifting the other leg and putting it forward. The walker autonomously and randomly decides where to put its leg on each step. This isn't the first walking nanomachine, but the others were mostly pre-programmed to follow a specific path. Our DNA walker moves randomly, which is just what you would need in a machine that is scouting for a veritable needle in a haystack, such as a small clump of cancer cells hiding among billions of healthy body cells. To be of practical use in the human body, doctors might have to inject many such nanomachines, perhaps hundreds or thousands. Indeed, one can imagine the nanomachines working together in a swarm, coordinating their actions to accomplish a task. Another interesting aspect of making DNA nanomachines is that they make decisions, and these decisions amount to a computation, similar to what an electronic computer might make. The decisions that a DNA walker makes at the nanoscale could allow us to one day diagnose, then treat cancer, control blood glucose levels in diabetics, and decide what cells to repair in patients with anemia or heart disease.
That was Andrew Ellington of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.